There I am. Wow. Okay. Yeah, it's hard to do.
You have to turn us up.
Hard to do a smooth transaction when you don't have anything. That was Rupert. That's a new one. I bet he didn't appreciate that. Robert Randolph and the Family Band with Ain't Nothing Wrong With That.
I like that, but I have a neck ache.
It's a Christian band. Actually, had a that's hit. That's a popular hit.
Yeah,
on the secular charts, but it's a Christian band. Really cool guys. A lot of good songs. That's just the most popular one right now. I like. I'm going to buy their album because I like everything. Everything I can find by them, I like. I'm just like, that's cool. Okay, that's cool. Okay, that's cool. So anyway, so
ever since we heard Toby Mac on the Kitchen Sink last night on. The Gospel Music Channel, doing that acoustic, that unplugged, actually.
Yes.
Of I Was Made
What's
to Love.
What's the difference between unplugged and acoustic?
There isn't, is there?
Okay, just checking.
Did we talk about this before?
No, I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Acapella is what that was difference. Acoustic and unplugged are the same thing.
Okay, but acapella is different.
Acapella is no music whatsoever, no instruments. Anyway,
I got that straight.
It was really cool, the version that he did. You know, I Was Made to Love.
Yes.
But it was just real clean and cool. Mm-hmm. It's been in my head all day.
Yep.
I've been singing it all day. I was made to love you.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, everybody.
Is this your big news show? Don't you have something big to tell us?
Yes, got big news today.
Big news. Okay.
Big news.
I'm excited.
Big news.
I'm hearing it for the first time.
Big news.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand, it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, what? I was liking that.
So, what's your news? What's the news?
The big news is that
it's really not going to be that big, is it?
It's pretty big.
Okay.
The Jaded Vasilian podcast. You know the Jaded Vasilian podcast?
No.
Which soon to be renamed something else?
No.
It's Jen and Dave.
Oh, okay.
From California.
The other couple.
The other
couple. Everybody tells me that yeah, okay.
They.
I don't listen to podcasts, sorry.
You're not helping here. Trying to promote this thing. Come on. Push it. Come on. Push.
Oh,
I'll
sorry.
Steer. Okay. So, Jen and Dave, the JD Vasilia podcast, soon to be named something else.
Mm-hmm.
According, supposedly.
This is what they've said.
That's what Jen
release.
Said. That's what Jen said. I don't know if Dave's on board. She's like, I'm naming it something else. I don't know. I gave him like 200 names today I can choose from. Mm-hmm. Actually, I came up with a couple of really good ones.
Mm-hmm.
The organic... Oh, wait, let me tell you the news first. The news is that they've joined My Life Ministries Network. Now, they've always been part of the community.
Yeah.
I mean, from a long time ago, a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
But they've added Jaded Vasilian, the podcast, to the My Life Ministries Network. So it's going to be on the big feed. It's already on the toolbar and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to do cross-promoting and that kind of... Yay! And all that stuff. So they're officially on board.
Cool.
They drank the Kool-Aid. They tricked them into, I mean, they've agreed to come on and be part of the network.
All right.
So if you're not listening to the Jaded Vasilian podcast, you need to check it out.
Okay.
They're a West Coast version of Me and Faith. Well, not really. They're truly completely different.
There's nobody like us.
There's nobody like them. So check that out. They've got a lot of interesting characters on their show as well. So. I got Aunt Paula and Winston, who have also migrated into the network. So at My Life Ministries. So
oh, okay.
Yes, they brought them with them.
Well, cool.
Yeah. So everybody's. We're all. It's synergy. It's synergy.
We're all coming together.
Yeah, it's like that thing they talk about in corporations where this side's and this doing this and this side's doing that and all and it makes and all the parts make the whole bigger. Then it would be separately if
the
all
whole
the parts
bigger or the whole fit, bigger.
It's like you take a bunch of pieces of pie.
Uh huh.
And they're all different flavors, and you put them all in the same pie pan.
Uh-huh.
And then the pie is actually bigger than a pie would have been if they were all the same flavors and you cut them up.
Okay.
Exactly. That's exactly the look I had on my face when they explained it to me.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, very exciting big news.
So check that out. JadeVasilian.com. Now, what else?
I got nothing. You said we were going to listen to calls.
No. I know that, but there was something else I was going to get off into.
I didn't
prepare.
And I said, before I
get off into that, let me give you the news.
I've been researching videos.
Oh, they came up with the two... Came up with the two good names, the Organic Christian Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Which is cool, okay. I thought. Yes.
A little tricky.
A little tricky? It's Organic little, Christian
little,
Podcast?
A little tricky. You could slip really easily.
Slip on that one?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about with enunciation?
Yes.
Oh, well, you can't do that. The other one was Christian X-Cast.
Christian X-Cast?
Yeah. Instead of podcast, you just go right off the edge and you go Christian X-Cast. Because, you know, and that's the reason why that works for them is because they don't always do audio. Sometimes they have video on their blog, their podcast. Sometimes it's a video, sometimes it's an audio. So I thought that was really cool that it could be Christian X-Cast.
Gotcha. Okay.
The other one I liked was the Bottled Jade Podcast, because jade is actually a anagram? Thingies,
yeah.
Where you take the letters.
J stands for something.
It's Jen and Dave and.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
Do you do anything at work?
No, not really.
Just checking. Because whenever I call you, you're busy. I got to work. I got things to do. I can't be talking to you all day. I got stuff to do. So apparently, it's okay for you to sit online and talk with everybody, but you can't talk to me.
It takes me 20 seconds to post a post, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which I do maybe 10 times a day.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You call, and I talked to you today for a good 2 hours.
You did not. That is
I
the
did
biggest
if you add
lie.
Up the 15 minutes I spent this morning and another 15 minutes at lunch, and then you call back and we talked for an hour
no,
about the other thing.
No, we did not.
We did.
There was no way it was an hour.
It was. I was watching the clock going, I gotta go back to work. It was about 45 minutes, yep.
Well, you should have said we'll talk about it at home.
Okay. See, I don't get to sit at home on the couch eating bonbons all day.
Oh.
Ooh, look, I didn't know her head could do that. Yeah. That's cool. It's spit. Uh-oh, I gotta run.
I don't even know what bonbons taste like. I'll just have you know that.
Yeah.
And do you want to know what I did today, other than yell at you for 45 minutes about what we talked about?
We don't have. You don't have a bonbon body, darling.
No, I do not. You know why? Because I'm not sitting on the couch.
No. That was a joke. Well, actually, it was making fun of somebody else.
Yeah, I know. I know what
inside,
it was referred to.
Inside
yes.
joke.
But. Somebody else's husband thinks that.
Well, she thinks her husband thinks
well,
that.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't really.
We don't know.
Lack of communication.
But. All right. Back on track.
Yeah.
So, we have phone calls. I think that's what we were doing, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's John. I just wanted to let you know that I am going to need some residuals, considering most of that last episode that you played included voicemails for me. I think it's only fair that I get residuals so that every time that episode is played, I get a little bit of bling bling.
There is
anyway,
no bling bling.
Don't forget to visit www.jesusgeek.info.
I think that's fair.
There's no bling bling to have.
I think that's fair. What do you think, 10%? 10% of everything we make on the show?
10% of nothing is nothing.
Well, okay, but I'm saying 10%.
Okay, sure.
10%. Okay, that's good. So that's settled.
There you go.
We'll send him 10%.
That was easy.
Yeah. Do's and how to's and tips. Yeah. I can't even remember my own tagline.
No.
That's how tired I am. That's
you're
sad.
Tired.
That's really sad.
I'm sorry,
you see John. What you're singing?
Why
does
is he driving?
Me, it just bores holes into my brain.
But that's why I do it. I don't think you're understanding.
Just, like, my memory leaks out. Please don't ever do that again. And do remember to visit www.jesusgeek.info.
You know you
Thanks
don't have
for
to,
listening.
You know you
Thanks
don't.
For sticking me in your ears.
You know you don't have to do the www thing. I don't think John Wilkerson's got the memo about the www thing.
You know what?
Nobody does www anymore.
I still do because I can't. It's stuck in my head. I can't not do it.
You still
it's
type like www?
It's second nature. I know I don't have to do it, but I can't help
it. I don't even think Two Blind Squirrels works if you type www.
It does.
Hey, Brad and Face. This is John.
Is this going to be another John show?
Because he sounds much more awake here.
Yeah, he's awake.
Brad and Chaz. But now I say Brad and Faith. But Brad and Chaz had a better ring. But I guess I'll go with Brad and Faith. B&F. Burgers and fries. Yeah, that's it. Hey, burgers and fries.
What is he on?
I don't know.
He stopped at a truck stop
and got
a 20-ounce coffee and then called us back.
I know all about the Wasatchi. Having lived in Texas for 13 years, I know.
What? You didn't understand what he said.
You didn't understand that?
No.
Oh, come on. That was a very good one.
Having lived in Texas for 13 years, I know all about Wasatchi.
Oh, Wasatchi.
And where it is and how funny it is to know someone from Wasatchi. thanks for making me laugh.
Bye. You're welcome. It's actually not a... it's not a Japanese name.
No, it's not.
It's an Indian name.
It just cracks me up.
But everybody says, oh, Wasatchi.
Wasatchi. No, not everybody. I had a friend in college.
Well, a lot of people did.
And she used to do
You're
that.
You're not the only one.
No. And she used to do that, and it made me laugh, and so I started to do it. Yep. Oh, Wasatchi.
Wasatchi. And Mitsubishi.
Oh, Mitsubishi.
She drove a Mitsubishi. And Wasatchi. Anyway. Yeah, Sam's from Wasatchi.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
It makes it even funnier.
Brad, it's John from JesusGeek.info.
What is this? It's like he can't spread these out? Like, do one a day, dude. Okay? Good grief.
I thought I made it abundantly clear that I would rather have my fingernails pulled backwards off of my fingers and shoved up my nose and then had salt rubbed in the wounds. I'd rather have that done than listen to you sing.
Okay. I'm okay with that. Let's do that. Can we do that? How do we arrange that? I want to know what that
is. Is he coming this summer?
No, I don't think so. He's got like 9 kids. I don't think he gets
nine. Who has 9 kids anymore?
I don't think he even gets to go to the store.
9 like, kids.
It's like, can I go? No. It's all he gets out.
No.
Can I go? No. That's. He's like, I'm gonna go to the backyard. No.
No.
No. Not without 4 kids. You're not. So, you know, just the way it is in his house. Can I go? No. Can I get it?
That's why he always calls us in the car.
This was the only time he could have. Yeah. Otherwise, you couldn't hear him over all the kids.
There you go.
Oh, I'm sure they're very well behaved.
Yes, I'm sure they are.
Marmots have like 4 or 5 at a time. So
do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's probably just 2 litters of kids, actually.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go get psychotherapy, and it's all going to be better now. And if you keep singing, I think I'm just going to have to fly down to Texas.
Oh, threats. Threats are coming.
And destroy your bidet.
Those are fighting words there. Hit him where it hurts, man.
At least destroying my bidet would be better than sabotaging my bidet.
So that you have to wipe with paper.
Ew.
Bye.
Ew. Does he not understand the bidet? You use them in correlation with each other. Does he not understand that?
Well, yeah, you got to take some paper to.
You got to do both. After,
you got to, you know, get the. Otherwise, you walk around with wet underwear.
You it's don't want that.
No. You pssst and in the way.
Yeah.
Pssst and in the.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Please
really?
Stop doing that.
Okay. We'll stop now.
No, you'll stop.
What?
We weren't doing anything.
We weren't? I'm confused. All right.
Is that it? That's all the calls?
That's all the calls, but I got more topic.
Oh, you do?
I got topic.
Oh, okay.
Look, I got papers. I got run sheet. I got things to say.
Okay, go.
Sure.
Go.
Sure. Hey, you know what?
What?
Do I want to get into that? Oh, I don't know if I want to get into that. Let's get into this.
Okay.
No, let's not. That's a whole show.
Oh, boy.
Well, it is. It's a whole show, and I don't want to mess up.
Is this really the time to do this on the show?
Yeah, no, before the show would be good.
Okay.
Okay. Israel is really cool. Was really cool. I mean.
Okay.
We were watching this show the other day called The Naked Archaeologist, which is one of my
Naked. Okay. We're going to try this again.
Yes.
Naked. naked. Say it.
Naked.
No. Naked.
How do you spell that?
Naked.
N-A-Y?
Naked. Say it.
N-A-Y?
Naked.
Naked.
No. Naked.
Naked.
Run it together. Naked.
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 Naked. I'm saying same as you.
No, not same. Different.
Yeah, same as you.
Not same.
Anyway, I was watching.
What did Charlie say? What was that? No, what was
almost
it?
Same.
Almost same.
Almost same. Why is that so funny? It is funny. I agree. But I don't understand why it's so funny.
I remember when he came up with that, and he used to walk around all the time, and he'd come over to our house and go, almost same.
It's because he ordered.
So
because
funny.
He ordered that MP3 player off of eBay for like $20 that looked just like that. Remember, it looked just like the Nano iPod, but instead of $200, it was $20.
Oh, you get what you pay for,
and
man.
It came and it was like a piece of plastic,
almost same.
And he was like, "Yeah, almost same. Only works out of one ear. Almost same."
That's why
play
he now
songs
has an
backwards.
iPod.
Almost same.
That's why he always has now he has an iPod and an iPhone and an iMac and
yeah. Now he's completely eye.
Yeah,
it's all about the eye with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was that?
I don't know. Naked.
Israel.
Naked. Naked.
Yeah.
Say it. Naked.
I did know this already. We played this game.
Say it. Naked.
I won.
Naked.
Naked.
Ah, very good. Archaeologist.
The nude archaeologist
was
doing this special about Rome, and he was trying to track the treasure that left the temple. And what stuck with me...
The temple booty, he called it.
Yeah, you know, that was funny. It wasn't him. It was that girl saying it that was funny. They buried the booty here. They carried the booty all down the street. I'm like, okay.
He walked around the whole episode with a giant plastic menorah over his shoulder.
You do know that I'm picturing your booty when you say that. And then Faith says, you're such a child. She looks at me. She goes, you're such a child. Like 12 years old. Can't you understand the word booty?
You know, because he goes, because this is Brad. He said booty.
And then Faith says it. And I'm like, okay, you know I'm picturing your booty now, right? It's like, what's the difference? Okay.
So, just a picture of other women's booties.
I was picturing your booty.
Okay.
Anyway, so they're tracking the treasure, and they tracked it to Rome, and they tracked it to this giant arch that was built in, and it was huge, and mm-hmm. it was decorated. And I was looking at this thing, and I'm realizing that in Rome there's a lot of monuments and a lot of stuff.
Right.
But I'm realizing that this is a big deal.
Yeah. This building,
this monument is like one of the biggest things in Rome.
This was just an arch that was outside.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it was where they took the treasure through. And I'm like, wow! I'm like, Rome conquered the world.
Yeah, they were huge.
But they built an arch to conquer Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm thinking, wow! Well, why was that such a big deal? I mean, you know, they had a picture of a menorah on it, and they had a picture of the parade, and they had
the menorah, like the original menorah that was in the ark.
Yes, and they had pictures. They took everything except the ark to Rome.
Yes,
and they had pictures, reliefs of the battle, and all that kind of stuff because they didn't find the ark.
This whole arch devoted to this,
and it was huge
to conquering Israel.
Yes, and this arch is huge.
Israel's just a teeny little bitty nation,
and so I'm like, that's a big deal, and I'm like, I wonder why. I'm thinking to myself, I wonder why.
And he said, and then he says,
and then he says, and then they took some of the booty, some of the booty, and they sliced it off, and they used it for building the Colosseum. They took some of the booty,
some of the money, the gold, yeah,
some of the money.
It's just some.
And they built the Colosseum.
So how much was this worth? Seriously, the Colosseum is huge.
It's the biggest. It's the biggest thing Rome ever built, and it's well,
what
maybe
was it,
besides
two
the aqueducts
football
or
fields?
Stuff like that.
Was it two football fields? Is that right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
It was huge.
It's way bigger than one football field.
Yeah, now, it wasn't. That. It wasn't as big as far as long is concerned as the Circus Maximus.
Right. No, that was actually, what was two football fields. Maybe. Remember
know,
the
really
drive-through
big,
history guy.
You could hold, it could hold. Like 250,000 people.
It was big because it had the chariot races there,
but,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
But the Colosseum is the biggest building that Rome built. And it's still,
still it's big, there. Especially for them.
And I'm like, and they talk about how much money it cost to build. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and that was only part.
Yeah, of a little bit.
I'm like, good grief. No wonder it was such a big deal.
Yeah.
The Israelites were rich.
Well,
I mean, I've read that they were wealthy. Okay. But I didn't get a comparison. There was no comparison to the rest of the world.
Do you not know God at all? Do you not know God?
Golly. I mean, this is the greatest empire on the planet. And you can still see the results of them defeating Israel.
Israel, yep. Little bitty Israel. Who, you know, when God gives you gifts to make things, you know, to make the tabernacle. And you know how he gave each of them special gifts?
Right.
You know, sewing and, you know, he gave them those special gifts. He gave them the ability to reason and make money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't go wrong when God gives you that.
Right.
So there you go.
I agree. Mm-hmm. So there's the other thing I learned from this little video thing. Was that I think everybody who has ever tried to mimic the temple in models and and computer-aided graphics have done a terrible job.
Okay.
Because it had to be really cool.
The tabernacle.
Yeah, the temple.
The temple. Yeah.
The temple. It had to be
Solomon's temple. Is that what we're talking about?
Okay. Well, the third. Well, I don't think it was Solomon's. Solomon's was sacked, and then there was another one, and there was another one. But anyway, the point is that...
The temple.
The temple that was... Whichever one you want to talk about.
Okay.
I mean, I just got a sense of that thing had to be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody's done a very good job of, you know, portraying
replicating it.
Yeah, portraying it in a way that gets off to me that it was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had all the money.
They had all the money. Mm-hmm. All the money. And the designs were by God. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Didn't get any better than that, does it? You're not supposed to put your pen in your ear. It's not good for you.
I'm going to itch.
Well, don't use your pen. That's gross.
Sorry.
They make Q-tips for that. And you're not even supposed to put Q-tips in your ear now, apparently. Did you know that?
So what happens if you get an itch in there?
What are you supposed to do to clean your ear?
I don't know.
Stick your in your finger. That's not good. They said you're supposed to just leave it in there.
Well, that's good for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where was I?
Temple.
Oh, yeah, temple booty. Well, that's about all I got. I'm done.
Temple booty to earwax.
That's right.
Mm. There's this thing at the health food store. Apparently, it like smokes the wax out, makes it drip out.
That's disgusting.
The doctor told me about it.
You're gonna stick like a fuse in your ear and light it? Like
a flame in your ear? I was like, serious? I just looked at her. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll go check that out.
Sure. Fine. Okie dokie.
Alrighty then. Not going back to you, you nut.
Well, join us tomorrow when Faith says. Oh, by the way, speaking of what Faith says,
what do I say?
You said a password last week.
I did
in a show. Remember we forgot to hit stop on a record, and we came back in and it was still recording, and so we talked for a little while, and then you gave them a password to see if anybody would actually listen.
What did I say?
You gave them the password.
Okay.
And they. You can't figure out what it is.
Oh, because nobody heard listened to the rest of the show?
No. Several of them did listen to the end of the show. That's my point.
Oh.
Because they wouldn't have even known the password existed if they hadn't listened to the end of the show. So they listened to the end of the show. It was show and tell. It was last week. And it was the whole word, though.
Okay.
And they...
How could they not get that?
Because I gave it... You didn't say it clearly into the mic or something. But anyway, I'm not telling them what it is.
They could figure it out.
Yeah.
Do they not know us at all? I mean, surely
they know us, but we don't flaunt that around.
We don't.
No.
Okay.
No, that's a secret thing between me and you.
Well, but it's really not that secret. I mean, our friends know about it and stuff. Of course, but they don't remember.
A little bit. I gave everybody a hint, though.
You did?
No, I will.
Oh.
It is Helen's middle name.
Well, her second middle name.
Yes.
Her first middle name is Marie.
Yes, but she has two middle names.
Yeah, but it wouldn't fit on because he went behind my back and put it on there.
I was behind your back. I was right in front of you.
Because I had an epidural and I was completely out of it.
You're lucky it wouldn't fit on the birth certificate.
Yeah. Helen Blank McFadden.
Helen Marie
Blank McFadden.
So there you go. There's your hint. Figure it out, people.
You can tell them the movie it's from. They can watch the movie. where we got it the first
That'll be
time.
Next week. If nobody figures it out, then I'll do that.
Okay.
All right. Bios con Dios, everybody.
Bios con Dios.
See you tomorrow. Or I'll talk to you tomorrow. Or actually, yeah, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, that's right.
Two bun squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.